Paul, what do you want from... You got two games to go. Yeah. You did a bit of... I don't know whether experiment is a bit stretching a point, but you certainly mixed it up a little bit the other night. Yeah. More of the same coming up, do we think?
We've got one or two little knocks at the minute. So maybe one or two changes, because when you... Do you know something, mate? I've actually talked to staff the other days. Last season, I think Blackburn had 11 games in 31 days. Mm. And you felt you were never away from it. And some of the staff have felt the same. It's, we seem to have been playing like Saturday, Tuesday for a long time. So I think we need the break. Definitely, I think the break will come at a good time. I think lads have been great with their effort and the level of games they've played. And it's been more or less the same group of lads that have been playing. So that's why I decided to freshen up on Tuesday. So I thought it was important. And lads hadn't played for 6 months, three months, long time. And so whether you get an adverse reaction from them only a few days later to go again, because their adrenaline they've gotten through the game. So maybe one or two will come back that never played on Tuesday. But and then I can do the same on next Sunday.
Yeah, but I suppose you get a bit of a bonus. I mean, you wouldn't have seen Silvio in a first team game, obviously. I know you know Jordan Graham previously, but certainly, you know, that was an extra thing you got out of it, surely.
It was, and they said Silvio six months out, or four months out. Yeah. So he'd thought he'd done well, and I think they're a classic example. Adrenaline rush will get you through a game. It's a few days later, and you've got to go again, and it hits you. So I have to watch him that he doesn't overplay in it, because it's dangerous for him. But I thought he'd done well.
Obviously, you've got Derby tomorrow and then one more home game. Your away form's been not bad at all. Yeah. I mean, you're away fans. I wonder whether you do get sort of two parts of the fan base in a way. People who only see you at home are seeing a slightly different story to those who are going away as well.
It's bizarre, because normally we're doing it the other way. We're doing it back to front, really. But it's something we need to address come the summer. We need to get players in here that we'll win at home as well away from. The away form's been excellent, really has been fantastic. But at home, teams come sitting against us and they nick a goal, then we find it doubly hard to break it down. If teams come and sit in and we do get the first goal, then they've got to come out and gear a game, then the game opens up. So we have to be more clinical in that end of the pitch, and then it releases that pressure where teams can sit in, because Brighton came and sat in, Newcastle done it, Blackburn done it, Huddersfield done it, sat in and made it difficult for us. So that's something we have to work on definitely in the summer, and it's something we will work on, something that I think we'll be a lot better for, because we'll know. Listen, I don't imagine there are two strikers to score five or six goals between them again in a season.
No.
So that will take the pressure off us.
It's interesting to hear your diagnosis of that, because it is something that comes up, or that has come up here in previous seasons in different situations with different players. And, you know, among the many arguments and theories that are put forward are Molineux can be a tricky place to play and the fans get on the back and so on and so on. But that's, you're talking about something entirely different than a pressures or a mental thing.
No, well, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I spoke to some managers after the game, and obviously whoever were playing has watched this previously and have said that if you get the crowd against them, then things will turn. So you know that's what teams can look at and think, okay, if we bed in for a 15-20 minute period and we nick a goal, the crowd can get against them. So, but as I said before, I don't visualise us scoring, as I said, at the top end of the pitch, your strikers scoring five or six goals between them.
Sure.
I don't think that will happen again. So I think we need to be more clinical in that end of the pitch and have more of a threat up that end.
Are any of the players have been injured recently? Are we going to? Any of them got a chance of coming back in either of these last two games? And obviously, Helder Costa is one that people always ask about. Yeah. I mean, you lost Doherty recently.
Doc's doing okay. I'm not so sure we'll see him, but he's doing all right. It was not too bad. Helder still with his foot or his ankle still a wee bit painful, so he'll probably miss it as well. So. Well, you've seen many come back, I'm not so sure.
Well, you're at the no need to risk stage, aren't you?
No, you're not. You're not, and it's important that we don't just bring them back just for a last hurrah sort of thing. And it's because you have to gear yourself again for having a well-end break and then regroup and then go again on July.
Yes. So those plans are already well set. In terms, I mean, we've talked about, you know, the transfer plans before, and I dare say those are still moving on as they're going on. But there's lots more you've got to sort out, isn't there, before you say goodbye to everybody?
No, there's a few things we need to rectify. I think, as I said before, I think we need to change some things. I think it's important for the club. I think change is important anyway. I think if it becomes the same old, everything becomes stale and. I think you become acceptance of, well, this is what it is. This is, it's no good. It's no healthy. So it's important we move the club. We move the club forward, and that will happen.
Yeah. I mean, I know we've talked about this before, but in general, you're here. You're getting the feedback you want.
Yeah.
When you're going in and saying, I think X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
You know, you're being heard.
Yeah. Everybody's been great from Jeff to Kevin to Laurie, everybody's been great. Yeah. Everybody recognises the good things, and everybody recognises the not so good things. So I think that's important. Everybody sees it and goes in the same direction. So I think that's vital for the club to stay in that road, that everybody knows what's going to happen, and then we try and build it the way we want to do it.
Obviously, one more thing occurs. The fact that it's Derby tomorrow reminds me that obviously Vyman can't play.
Yeah.
So, were we still at the talking to Derby stage? Anything to report on him?
The club spoke with Derby and Andy, and obviously Andy's agent and things like that. So that's ongoing at the minute. He's been brilliant for us. He really has. He's been great.
Sure.
And so that's ongoing, and time will tell where that one, where it goes.